6 months, a very short 6 months. When the planes hit, predictions were everything will change. But a snapshot of our lives half a year later shows a mixture of change and stability. Some details in this snapshot.
A hole in the earth at the World Trade Center site, where two towers stood. Two columns of light will now pierce the night sky.
In Arlington, Virginia, across the Potomac River from Washington, the charred gash on the side of the sturdy Pentagon is now clean and clear.
And at the edge of a Shanksville, Pennsylvania field, a bronze marker with the names of airline passengers was dedicated today, names of victims, some of whom are assumed to have been heroes, on a hijacked plane that never reached its target.
The crater where that plane hit is filled, the area surrounded by a protective fence. People come to write messages and read those left by others. Trees seared by jet fuel fires have been removed.
Families, friends, co-workers around the country still miss the missing. They've learned what some major holidays are like without the people they loved most. People who were in or near the towers and the military headquarters and were lucky enough to survive bear the physical and emotional injuries of that day 6 months ago.
In Afghanistan, 5,500 American troops fight or stand ready to fight. 14 of them have died in accidents or action.
People are returning to air travel, despite all the metal detectors, x-rays, armed guards. In public places where crowds gather, security is heightened. But does that make us feel more or less secure, more or less aware of our own mortality?
And the nation's leaders still remind us to be alert. Citizen patrols are expected to look for signs of terrorists in neighborhoods. Opening the mail is almost back to being a routine procedure.
For a while, we became a nation of New Yorkers, no matter where we lived. In New York, the place we call Ground Zero is a tourist destination now.
The U.S. economy is officially recovering, but those who lost jobs may not be.
In this snapshot, there are still more flags displayed across the nation than before that September Tuesday. Highway signs praise America and Americans. United we stand is understood by all.
But some Americans were harassed or worse simply for how they look or what they believe. And finally, a magazine editor said shortly after September 11th that the age of irony was over.
In grief and surprise, we became what our president's father once called a kinder, gentler nation. Have we retained that spirit? Or has the passage of time begun to rub through to a tougher, rougher core?
6 months after September 11th, 2001, when everything changed. Or did it?